This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday morning. Going to be a beautiful day today. I think around 50 degrees today. Then it's going to warm up. Yesterday, they were saying we're going to hit 70 degrees, but I think they backed off on that. I think it's going to be the higher 60s by later on in the week. So maybe not as warm as they said. Also, yesterday, the big news was that bridge collapse in Baltimore.
Yeah, that was just awful, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah. Terrible. Could have been worse.
Yeah, that's true.
Could have been a lot worse. Here's some of the audio. This is the latest update this morning. Right here.
The whole bridge just fell down. Everybody. The whole bridge just collapsed.
Within seconds, a large portion of the bridge collapses, plunging into the Patapsco River.
We are still investigating what happened, but we are quickly gathering details. The preliminary investigation points to an accident. Wow. We haven't seen any credible evidence of a terrorist attack.
Sources tell CBS News multiple alarms rang out on ship. After several failed attempts to fix the loss of propulsion, the pilot issued a mayday call, giving officials time to stop traffic on the bridge.
These people are heroes. They saved lives last night.
The FBI using robotic cameras underwater to search for six construction workers who were on the bridge. They are now presumed dead.
That is unbelievable that the construction workers stopped traffic before traffic could get on that bridge and this accident happened.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Mm-hmm. A mayday alert went out from the ship.
Because if you watch the video, you see all the cars going by, right? Beforehand, you see cars on the bridge. And then literally, I mean, it is seconds before that thing hits the pylon that there's no traffic.
I don't know how they pulled that off. I really don't. Because I'm watching that video that you're talking about. And I'm sitting there going, go, baby, go, 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 go. I'm down yelling at these trucks and cars.
Yeah.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. He's about to hit the bridge. Knowing, you know, that it's already happened. But still, it gives you that anxiety. And for these workers that are on the bridge and they shut down the traffic and the call made so quickly and so close, it could have been so much worse. Because yesterday morning we thought there was actually cars in the water, but it turns out that it's vehicles that are construction vehicles and these construction workers. But it's just a terrible situation.
And then my kid, and I think this is a good question, he's like, don't they usually tug them? Like, where's the tugboat? And I was like, yeah, I don't know. Because he's right. Because, like, in the Bahamas coming into port or whatever, they're always doing tugs, right? You know, because they're not on their own power. So I don't know if it's just they assume that, oh, they'll just be on their own power and it's fine.
Well, and I guess they had a local pilot that actually came on board, right, who knew the port and everything like that. And that's their job to make them navigate that port.
Because they know it.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think the tugs come in a little bit later on once they get inside the
port
just a little
about
bit
it.
Further. I don't know that for a fact, but I did read that yesterday, why they weren't there. But just an accident that was horrible, but it could have been a lot worse. And you got to figure the traffic in that area is just really screwed up now.
Yeah, for sure.
Because
you
of
know
the
what,
bridge.
You know what happened yesterday? And I hate, this is what I hate about the internet. So on Twitter, a guy comes on and says, the next bridge down has been hit. And everybody went nuts. So I start investigating it, you know, before I retweeted or anything. And it wasn't true at all. You just put it out there.
Yeah, and all these conspiracy
theories. Why? Why do you just put that out there?
I don't know.
There should be some kind of like responsibility.
There clause. Isn't. Like it's the internet.
I know, that's what I mean. There should be a responsibility act.
It's almost like yelling fire in an open theater.
It
kind
is.
Of,
yeah.
Right?
It yeah. is. Yeah.
You're causing panic for no reason.
I was like, holy crap, because it was trending. I mean, the guy got a lot of traction, right? He's like, the next bridge, and he named whatever that bridge is, has been hit by another boat. And I'm like, what is, because now you automatically think terrorism,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And so I'm like Googling it. I'm looking at nothing.
Well, and as I read all these conspiracy theories about terrorism and all that, I couldn't put the pieces together. I'm like, how is this terrorism? How would
because
this
it's
benefit?
A port, because it would take out a major traffic thoroughfare. That's why.
I just feel like that terrorism goes a little bit more devastation than this.
Well, human lives.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know, but it's a terrible situation. All right, yesterday, and I did see this all over social media yesterday. Do you see where Denver City Council ruled out sugary drinks for kids?
I saw that they did that in California and Florida.
They did it here yesterday. All right. The city council in Denver, if you go to a fast food restaurant, Chick-fil-A, whatever, you cannot get a soda anymore for your child.
Oh, in the Happy Meal?
Yeah, can't be a part of a kid's meal, according to this report.
Restaurants in Denver will soon have to change the drink options on kids' menus to just water or milk.
City Council passed that ordinance tonight. The idea is to limit the sale of sugary drinks to kids to promote better health. Under the plan, kids could still get soda or juice at the restaurants if they ask for it, but milk and water would be the default listed options on the menu.
Uh-huh.
City won't start enforcing that rule until July.
I was going to say, because I get a Happy Meal,
yeah,
they better give me Diet Coke.
Yeah, you can still ask for one, but...
yeah.
All right, so that's good to know, you can still get one.
Yeah,
you just have to ask
for
it.
Yeah, the parent has to give the okay to get the sugar drinks.
So like, hey, I get Happy Meals, man. And I hate milk.
All right, we have a big solar eclipse that's coming. It's going to be on April 8th. All right, there is a lot of speculation out there that things are going to go a little haywire on that particular day. I mean, there's just all kinds of rumors out there. Now, you've been looking into this, Jamie.
Yeah, you should have given me a heads up so I could have found it. Hold on. Oh, let's see here. Okay. All right, so here's the article. Why warnings are being issued ahead of next month's total solar eclipse.
Okay.
This is so dumb.
Now, some of the warnings that are out there.
Right.
Food supply.
Yeah.
You know, make sure that you've got a lot of food on hand in your house, in your car, wherever. Water. Make sure you got water. I mean, they're screaming that on
beer.
April 8th.
Make sure you have beer.
Oh, beer is essential.
And we all couldn't figure out, what? It's only the moon that's going to go in front of the sun. It lasts 10 minutes.
It's four minutes.
4 minutes?
Yeah.
How much damage can be done in 4 minutes?
Exactly. So this is the big question, and I searched and I searched till I couldn't search no more. And so, hold on, my phone just locked me up. Why warnings are being issued ahead of next month's total solar eclipse? As next month approaches, anticipation for the 2024 total solar eclipse has set in. The eclipse will take place April 8th. It says all the stuff, blah blah blah. Here's what they're saying. Emergency officials are saying it's smart to stock up on food, water, gas, and other basics. Because, all right, do you guys have any guesses? I already told you to, but do you have any guesses if I hadn't told you?
Well, that's a hard game to
play. Yeah, that is a hard game to play.
Shmadil, were you in here when I told?
No, I wasn't, but I don't have any guesses,
you don't,
to be honest.
Okay, it's because of traffic.
What?
Yeah. It's because of traffic.
So many people are going to be going to that area to see the total eclipse.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's traffic.
That you're going to be stuck in your car.
Yeah. You could get stranded.
Yeah, it says the places where you're going to see the total eclipse are often not the easiest to get to or have a ton of resources around them. It could become jam-packed with the chance of hitting some serious traffic and putting a strain on what's available locally. The millions of people drawn to locations along the eclipse path taxed limited transportation facilities, and traffic congestion was intense in many locations the last time this happened. In fact, they even bring up Colorado. For example, travel from Casper, Wyoming to Denver, Colorado, normally a 4-hour trip, took people 10 hours or more. Because it was so jam-packed.
I don't remember that.
Crazy.
Do you remember that happening? Nope. I feel like that's a lie.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
It never took 10 hours. I can't think of anything that's ever happened that took 10 hours to get to Cheyenne.
It says, across the country, interstate highways near the path of the totality experienced traffic congestion shortly after the eclipse with longer than normal travel times. That's when they give the example, 10 hours or more. Traffic congestion on rural interstate routes lasted for up to 13 hours. That's why you need to be prepared.
Wow.
So they're scaring the bejesus out of everybody because of traffic?
Traffic. Yeah.
Did you think it was something bigger, badder than that?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like a meltdown with our power grid or something of that nature.
Technology goes crazy, something.
But it's dark longer than 4 minutes at night. Why would our power grid go out?
But they did put out warnings about banks getting cash on hand. And they put out cell phone warnings. They put out computer warnings, all kinds of stuff. And that's got nothing to do with a crowd.
No, I know.
I don't understand it at all.
Listen, I don't know.
It lasts 4 minutes.
Yeah.
It's the moon that goes in front of the sun.
That's
okay,
it.
If you see it happening, you pull over on the side of the freeway. But I don't know why you need, a bunch of ramen noodles in your car. That doesn't make sense to me.
It's so ridiculous.
All right, well, you've been warned, folks.
Yeah, traffic.
Get your goods.
Yeah, stock up. Traffic.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Man, I'm telling you, I don't think anybody thinks that we have a real job around here.
Oh, that is true.
You know?
Oh, no. You don't even know. Yeah.
It's crazy.
I heard what went on with you just now.
Well, the $1 billion was won in New Jersey, okay?
Right.
My wife texted me this morning. She says, somebody won $1 billion, okay? I said, yeah, I know about it. It happened in New Jersey. But I wrote back and I said, somebody in Colorado won $1 million with the Mega Millions last
night. Which is
night.
Awesome and exciting.
Thought, yeah. Check your numbers, whatever. Right. So then my phone starts ringing. Rings a couple of times. And I'm like, what the heck could this be? Got to be an emergency. Kid sick.
Right.
Maybe going to sail school. Maybe I got to run over to. No. She's calling me to find out how you win $1 million with the lottery. And I'm like, honey, I got a job. But you know what I mean? That nobody thinks we work. Do you listening to this show, do you think that this is a job? It is a job. It takes a little bit of, not a lot of concentration, I'll be honest with you. It's pretty much just, I call it four hours of BS. That's what it is.
Okay? Well, it's not four hours. I mean, it's not 4 hours. That's how you think that people, because you have to gather crap and information and know what's going on in the world all day long.
Technically, we're working all day. We're nonstop.
Nobody believes that.
Well, how do you think I come in with the knowledge that I have?
No. I'm just saying. But nobody believes that we do anything outside of 10 o'clock.
Well, I mean, the thing is, like, I answer all the Facebook posts and all that stuff,
Social media is a whole other
job. It is
a
whole, social media really is. Because I used to think the influencers, when they said that it's so hard, I would be like, shut up. It's not hard at all. Like, all you do is post something. But because I go into the posts and, somebody wanted to know last night, what's the show I'm watching? The McBees?
Oh,
what's that? So I'm like, the McBees. And he's like, thank you so much. I'm like, no problem. And then I posted a picture. This is my life. I posted a video of Lenny Kravitz going into Buc-ee's. And it's cool. He gets off his tour bus and he goes into Buc-ee's. The Texas one.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz goes to Buc-ee's?
He went for the first time ever.
Man.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So he gets off his tour bus. He goes into Buc-ee's. It's just cool because his swagger is just everything, right? So I post that and I was like, unfortunately, it wasn't the Colorado one. It was the Texas one. And then, I'm not even kidding. This happens. This is not a picture of me. This is not anything. This is just Lenny Kravitz and it's a video. Let me go to this really quick. So I can just tell you how great my day was last night. Hold on. Stand by, everybody. Sorry for this. I should have had it ready. But, okay, so there it is. And then here's the comment. You ready? does Jamie ever take pictures besides her bloated face?
What?
How'd you answer that?
Well, at first I answered.
How do you reply?
Have a lovely night, sweetheart.
Yeah.
And then I took it down because I was like, they're not worth my time.
Yeah.
They're not.
Don't engage.
And then I went to Walgreens and bought water pills. No, I'm kidding.
I will tell you this. For the very first time, I took down a photo.
Oh, now, you did?
I don't know if you remember this or not, but this is from the Bead Me down at the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Oh, yeah.
I took a picture of you and I on the float. Uh-huh. Remember? And I said, I'm going to post this, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You saw it and you said, okay, no problem. Well, in it, I got my neck like this, Jamie, and it kind of looks like Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
It's kind of got a bunch of rolls and stuff. And people put on there, I'm very worried about BJ and
no!
the fat he's gotten.
No!
Because of his heart condition. And I thought, man, I got to take that down.
Wow.
I've never taken a picture down in my life because normally I just don't care.
Right.
It doesn't
yeah,
bother it me. Doesn't. It doesn't faze
yeah.
me. Kind of a dude reaction to it
yeah.
more so than anything. But that one got to me. It did get to me. So I understand what you're saying.
Well, because it doesn't make sense because it's just a video of Lenny Kravitz. So yeah. why does it have anything to do with my bloated
why
face?
Why are you getting attacked?
And not only that, but I'm thinner than I've been in a really, really long time. So that was troubling.
Is
but
it
here's...
your photo that's attached to your account? Is that what they're looking at?
But our picture, I look good in that picture.
Yeah.
I like saying, that picture. It's at Children's. I don't think
saying,
I look bloated.
If it's Lenny Kravitz going into a Buc-ee's, what is it they're seeing that made that reply? I don't understand.
Exactly right.
Okay.
Okay, so then I wrote to my girlfriends because they're my support
right,
group.
Gotcha.
They're my support people. And I said, sometimes living in my shoes sucks, you know. And I said, oh, well, I'm off to buy water pills because people on social media never get to me and none of their crappy comments bother me at all. So I'm going to Walgreens if anybody needs anything. I'm being facetious, right?
Yeah.
And so, and then I show a picture of him because I go and look at his profile.
Yeah.
And he looks like he could murder me. So he's a little scary. I go, best news of all, that Dennis doesn't look like he would harm a flea. So that's good. And then Kelly wrote, what a dick. And then Tina says, I don't like him. And I go, me either. And I go, wait, is it me neither or me either? And we still don't know. Is it me either or me neither?
I think it's me neither or me either.
No, I think
know.
It's me either.
I don't know.
Me, I don't know. We went into
either
a whole.
Sounds like no, like, you know, it wouldn't
like,
be me.
I don't like him.
Yeah.
Me either.
Yeah.
Me
yeah.
neither. I don't know. We went into a whole thing about that. And then Sarah writes, Dennis better watch his ass. And I go, because what? What are we going to do? Here's what I wrote. I go, because what? What are we going to do? Look over there and then kick him in the nuts?
Misdirection.
Yeah.
And then she wrote, tell him you reversed his number and your cronies are coming for him. Wait a minute. I don't really know what that means. I'm like, Sarah, have you been drinking wine? And she wrote, yes. And I said, okay, here's what we're going to do, you guys. We're going to go kung fu fighting because apparently everyone does it. Do you guys get that?
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Fast as lightning.
And then Julie says, no, let's wampum gingham style. So my group really, we're going for Dennis.
Oh, according to Texnado, it's me neither. I thought it was neither, simply because you got the negative there. Because you're saying it's not me.
All I know is that Lenny Kravitz and I have a bloated face.
Yeah.
Listen.
I don't know why the internet has to be so mean.
Well, I ask for it a lot on this show, right? Like I do say stuff that warrants people coming at me. And I admit it. And I will take that when I say it and when it happens, I'll accept it. When I say something that's, you know, not right or rude or perhaps a little on the line, I'll take that because I deserved it, right? But just posting a video of Lenny Kravitz did not deserve somebody saying that my face is bloated!
But
you're literally someone else. You're not even involved in the post.
I know! I know, so you know what I did? I posted a picture of myself and Alina with Lenny when I was super skinny. And I was like, there, take that! Yeah.
See, I think there's a difference, though. There's a difference in something you've said on the show and somebody disagreeing with you.
Yeah, and I'll take that all day.
Yeah, and that's fine. That's fine. Nobody has to think the same. I mean, it's good to disagree and debate things, okay? But when you throw personal jabs at somebody, insulting jabs at somebody, then that's when you've crossed the line. I don't think I've ever done that to anybody on social media. I don't think I've ever thrown a personal, you know, you witch, you look like a, you know, a fat. I don't think I've ever done that.
Well, and the thing is that I've always gotten so much grief for not posting, right? And you know, because I stopped posting because people just tore into me. And it, I mean, no matter what, you're still a human and it gets to you. And sometimes you do like take it internally and maybe cry, right? You're like, damn, I am ugly. And so, so I stopped posting and then everybody started going after me for not posting. Like, why is she always hiding? Why is she doing that? Well, then now that I've lost weight, I feel more confident. So I've decided to post again, right? Like I'll put my face out there. well, apparently I'm freaking bloated now.
Yeah.
My God.
I've been meaning to tell you that. Save yourself some time.
Right?
Like, maybe I wouldn't put that up there.
You job of the hut or something. I don't know. What the hell?
Maybe it's those water pills you're taking. I don't know what it is. I don't know.
God.
All right, we'll get to Tableau Trash coming up next with the bloated Jamie right here. BJ and Jamie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, my God. Okay. Hey, by the way, thank you for all the nice texts. I wasn't looking for that, but I do appreciate it. I really do appreciate it. As I look further into his account, I think it's a troll account because he only gets liked by the same three people, and one of them's a lingerie model that looks like... it's a fake account. And the other one is that Kenny Chesney fans.
Oh, yeah.
So I think, and it's only the same three people that like his account. So I think somebody created it just to come after me. So good for you. All right. Anyway, there's a lot going on. The Diddy stuff makes me too uncomfortable to talk about. I know that you know, that everybody wants to talk about, but it's just so disturbing to me. I will tell you this. Sean Diddy Combs has reportedly agreed to a deal to sell his stake in Revolt TV after stepping down from his role as chairman in November due to all these assault allegations.
You know, I couldn't find a number on that, though. I looked around everywhere yesterday when I saw the story that he had sold his share, but they never...
It was hidden.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked around because I wanted to know how much money he made on it.
It's undisclosed. Yeah. So they did
the... So are they thinking... Because here's what I read into it. I read into it that they're kind of implying that he sold that, got out of it, got the money, and ran.
Oh, is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But that doesn't make sense. When you sell something like that, you don't instantly go to the bank and get the money.
Somebody is saying now that Diddy is going to take down Jay-Z. I don't even know how this is connected. But apparently, allegedly, there is this girl that Jay-Z got pregnant. Remember with the good hair? What was that? Something?
Becky.
Or Becky. Yeah.
Remember when Beyonce sang that song, Becky with the Good Hair?
Yeah.
And we knew that Jay-Z had an affair, but we didn't know a lot about it. Well, I guess the girl's name is like Catherine White. And she was allegedly pregnant with Jay-Z's baby, and then she died.
Yeah.
While she was pregnant. Dun, dun, dun. And then her best friend died. Dun, dun, dun.
How'd she die?
Well, she allegedly died of a brain aneurysm. I don't know how the best friend died. Oh. I don't know. But she passed away, too.
I saw a picture of her. She was a gorgeous woman.
The Catherine White girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're saying that Sean Diddy knows all about this, was part of the cover-up, if there was a cover-up. You know, look, this thing has gotten so out of control because now we have Jay-Z, pregnant women. He's not even involved in this as far as I know, but I guess he might be. The other one that went viral was the Meek Mill situation. Now, we role-played earlier but I'd like to do it again.
Yeah.
Your answer is just this. Oh, I'm just trying to live my best life.
Okay? Who, me?
Yeah, that, when I ask you a question.
Okay.
Okay. BJ, how's it going, yo?
Oh, I'm just trying to live my best life over here.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah. You keep living your best life. Okay, now let's try it again.
Okay.
Hey, BJ, how's it going?
I'm just trying to live my best life.
That's right, Daddy. You earned it. You earned it. Let's go.
Bring it, Mama. Bring it, Mama.
So they're saying that no man should call another man Daddy. Yeah. And so they're saying that he and Meek Mills, P. Diddy and Meek Mills, absolutely, without a doubt, were hooking up because he called him Daddy. I have the audio clip. You listen to it and you tell me if P. Diddy calling Meek Mills Daddy is fine or not fine.
Man, you doing it, man. You deserve it, Daddy. You putting in that work. Proud of you. I love you.
Hey, Daddy.
Daddy Diddy.
I don't know. And the guy is, well, here with the details of to describe the video is Schmidel.
Well, they're sitting in a pool. Meek Mill's sitting in a pool. And his butt is just kind of like half out of the water, half in the water. And he's kind of like tilting his hips a little bit so it pops out a little bit. Yeah. And then he just comes walking up and he's like, hey, man, how are you doing? And he's like, oh, I'm just trying to live my best life. He's like, yeah, Daddy.
Now, is this something that's available on OnlyFans?
Right?
It's actually just on Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
So then, I don't know. It was kind of crazy because I was reading all the comments on Twitter and the black community really like went hard and said basically like, we don't call each other Daddy.
Very adamant about
yeah.
that.
Is Meek Mills gay?
Well, he is now.
Has he come out as gay? I'm just wondering, has he come out to say that he's gay or anything of that nature?
No,
he doesn't.
No.
Okay.
But he is now, for sure. Okay. That's the whole thing. Yeah. Anyway, and then the head of security for P. Diddy is talking about all that went down, and he knows for a fact that P. Diddy has tapes.
I know Puffy is smart enough, and he probably done already cleaned his houses, but sexual predators, what do they do? What do, and we'd be like, damn, why? They treat their sex tapes like sexual predators hold on to their tapes, and cops know that. So I wouldn't be surprised if some storages or some of Puffy properties be getting raided real soon. They need to get to those tapes. Done.
Yeah, so it's, and then yesterday on Twitter as well, it's not Twitter anymore, sorry, it's X. There was this whole thing that he's involved, P. Diddy was involved with Michael Jackson. So, I don't know, this thing is going to go deep.
Yeah.
It's just, it's going to be, it's like the octopus show.
I think you can connect the dots on just about any name in the rap world.
Well,
because P. Diddy, he did a lot of stuff with a lot of different people, so you could associate him. He's got that connection to a lot of people. Now, are they involved? Nobody knows.
Well, and apparently there's cameras all over his house.
Yeah, every room. Actually, I have some audio about that if you want to play number three.
Jones lived and traveled with Diddy for 13 months. The complaint states, Mr. Jones was sexually harassed and assaulted by Mr. Combs. It also states Mr. Combs required Mr. Jones to solicit sex workers. The complaint goes on to claim Diddy has hidden cameras in every room of his homes and that there are recordings of celebrities, music label executives, politicians, and athletes in compromising positions.
I love it when politicians are in compromising positions looking over their shoulder like this.
Yeah, that seems to happen a lot, too, doesn't
it? It really
it's come up quite a few times here.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Now, it's kind of weird if you've got cameras in every room of the house. Okay, I understand if you've got like a little teddy bear with a hidden camera there in the living room and you're hiring people to come in and watch your kids.
Yeah.
Okay, I kind of get that one. Personally, I don't have any cameras inside the house, but if you've got them in the bedroom, in the bathroom, in various places, that doesn't look good.
No, it does
it's
not.
It's a little fishy.
Yeah. And I don't know, like, have you ever had anybody try to record you?
What do you mean?
Never mind.
Oh, like in like an Airbnb or something?
Yeah, like just, or you knew that you were, like, you're like, I can't believe I just found a camera.
Oh, no, I've never had, that's never happened to me.
It's very disturbing.
Sure is.
Oh, I'm sure you feel like completely violated.
Yeah.
Well, how vague was that?
Sure is.
All right, I'm done. There you go, Temple Trash. Pleasure.
BJ Jimmy Morning Show here on this Wednesday morning, 7:41. Currently, it's 28 degrees. Going to be around 45 today.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.